Hello, I'm from Commission on Health. I would like to answer question from Ruska's. Mental health law stipulates that the institutionalization is upon the agreement. Actually, there are several channels. Either the people concerned check themselves in, or the if there is danger, then their family members or relatives handle the situation. So from the law, we can see that guardians play their role. The civil code has specific stipulations. The mental health law stipulates that the guardians should take responsibility and safeguard the rights of people with mental disability and should refrain from domestic violence. If the people with mental disorder are abandoned, or if responsibilities are not carried out, then their responsibility should be pursued. If there are criminal acts, then personal responsibility will be pursued. And for the examination of people with mental disability, if there are illegal activities, criminal activities, responsibility will be pursued. Now,
regarding questions on item 15 and 16, the Chinese government attached great importance to the management of service for persons with disabilities. The central government started a support fund in 2009. This welfare support has been included in the basic support work. In 2022, our new mental health law has included the ways for helping, aiding persons with disabilities, related aid such as basic living guarantee fund. Also, we provided standards for treating and diagnosing of the patients. We also further perfected the service network. By the end of 2021, the registered persons with serious mental disabilities, their services have been extended to all districts and counties. The number of registered patients is 6.62 million, accounting for over 90%. Also, according to the law, the institutions are not allowed, are banned from using restraints and other measures to punish patients. And mentally disabled persons are not allowed to do manual work. As a community-based rehabilitation service for the patients, community-based service is a way to help persons with mental disabilities to overcome their disability and return to society. There's also a clear provision in the national plan on this in this regard. In recent years, we promulgated a document on community-based rehabilitation, which will set up an open support system. In 2022, we established working standards and specified details about the services. According to a survey, by the end of 2021, over 2,000 communities in the country provide community-based services for the persons with mental disabilities and help a lot of them getting employment. Also, thirdly is information service. We provide all kinds of promotion service to explain to the parents and family members information about early warning detection and identification. We also compiled a short checklist for culturally mental health and a series of advertisements and public notice boards were set up. This is all aimed to improve mental health.